This next story is about looking for a needle in a haystack, a very large needle in a very large haystack. Here's the world's Amanda McGowan.
Whales are big. So big, in fact, that you can actually see them from outer space. With high-quality satellite cameras, of course. The New England Aquarium in Boston and Draper, a technology company in Cambridge, Massachusetts, are tracking whale migration patterns with those satellites.
This isn't just, air quotes, counting whales from space.
Sheila Hamami is the director of global challenges at Draper. What she means is you can't just point a satellite at Earth and expect it to get exactly what you need. The ocean is huge. It would be like typing whales into a Google search. You're going to get so much information. So John Irvine, the chief scientist for data analytics at Draper, says you have to narrow your search. And they're collecting lots of data from ocean sensors to do that.
What are the conditions that we can observe in the ocean that are favorable to whales? What are the right temperatures? What are the right currents? What are the right presence of plankton and other things that we can see chemically in the ocean surface? And they use that to predict where we think the whales are likely to be at any given time.
Once you have that information, you can say, okay, here is what we'd expect under normal circumstances. And if satellite images show deviation from that, like if there are way fewer whales than you thought there would be, that's a red flag. And for people looking to protect whale populations, this information is invaluable. Here's Vicky Spruill, the head of the New England Aquarium. She says that in the case of North Atlantic right whales, a species that's in critical danger of extinction, better tracking may be key to their survival.
If we know where they are, we can protect them and we can create changes in shipping lanes, but we can also protect more of the ocean in the form of marine protected areas.
Draper has actually used this technique before to track hippos in Zambia. Here's Sheila Hamami again.
We didn't wake up one morning and say, oh boy, let's count hippos from space. We were approached by some wildlife conservation organizations about the urgency of getting a count of the hippos in the Luangwa River Valley this summer, because at the time the government had decided that they were going to cull the hippos. And there was some urgency to get a count, and neither the resources nor the time available to use the traditional methods.
Using eyes-in-the-sky technology gives researchers information even when they're not able to get boots on the ground. Traditionally, whales are tracked from boats and planes, and that can be both expensive and dangerous. This technology has a lot of other applications, too. For example, archaeologists can use it to track sites in conflict zones. And that's the beauty of satellites, says John Irvine. You can use them in so many different ways.
It is truly amazing the things that you can see when you have satellites that can collect imagery looking down at the Earth. I think is going to revolutionize the way we think about our world.
For The World, I'm Amanda McGowan.